The return and reunion of 31 children with their families is a victory for careful and complicated negotiations to secure their release. In many cases held against their will for months, child protection workers believe their stories will help prove the International Criminal Court's case against Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Children's Rights Commissioner, Maria Lvova-Belova.
How were they deported? What happened in their camps? How they were relocated? Because it's kidnapping. All of this, it is destroying the Ukrainian identity. It is a war crime and genocide.
16-year-old Vitaly was sent with his parents' consent to a Russian health camp in October last year. It was meant to be a two-week break from the hardships of occupied Kherson. It turned into a six-month ordeal before Vitaly finally saw his family again in March.
The first 2 weeks were normal, but after 3 weeks, I started to look for every possibility to go home.
Vitaly says he was among more than 800 Ukrainian children at just one camp, homesick, often scared, and at times, he says, placed in a detention cell for days as punishment for transgressions.
They fed us porridge without salt and sugar 3 times a day. Every evening they spoke to us about politics. They would say Russia is a powerful country and Ukraine is a terrorist one.
The International Criminal Court says it's identified hundreds of cases of children allegedly forcibly taken from care homes and orphanages in Ukraine, deported, it says, with the intention of permanently removing them from their country of birth. That's a violation of the Geneva Convention, it says, and a war crime. Ukraine insists the practice is much wider, saying it's identified more than 19,500 cases of forced deportations, including many, like Vitaly, taken with parental permission under false pretenses, instead enduring months of indoctrination and propaganda. Daria Kazyanova has helped reunite 84 children with their families by providing the Russians with proof of legal guardianship. I put to her a video that Russia's Children's Commissioner recently showed to UN Security Council members. It purports to show happy Ukrainian children, some receiving medical care, others placed in foster care.
This is part of an information war. These pictures of children living in safety, it's such a manipulation, using children as objects, not subject to rights, trying to construct a different reality.
Russia admits to the removal of 2,000 Ukrainian children from occupied areas in the conflict zone, but presents it as a humanitarian effort. The ICC calls it a war crime, and one, Ukraine says, is taking place on a far bigger scale in plain sight. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.